Yes, obviously the health and well-being is priority number one. And the economic recovery and the economy are top of mind for residents that I've been speaking to over the past few months and obviously since being elected. We know that, one, we need to get vaccinated. That is the number one. We need to be about 85 to 90% herd immunity for the vaccination to really make sure that we have a complete opening of the economy. Second, obviously with the variants, we still need to be safe. We still need to be social distancing. We still need to be wearing masks indoors. And by doing those two major steps, then now we're focused on the recovery. And that's where the recovery is so important. But before I get to the recovery aspect, we provided the CERB, the wage subsidies to businesses, to individuals. So we did a lot of support to individuals. Over 80% of all COVID-related expenses in the last year and a half in Ontario came from the federal government. And I'll give you specific examples for West Nipissing on the business side. We worked closely with economic partners. In September last year, we provided like close to $700,000 to local businesses. Then I heard clearly from the chamber, met with the Chamber of Commerce, the businesses were calling me, I met with them, tourism in West Nipissing. So I went back to the minister and say, listen, this is not enough. So then we doubled the funding to help out more businesses. So over $1.2 million was provided to businesses. So moving forward, we need to make sure, and that's what we've already started this in previous budget, but moving forward in this election, you'll see part of our platform, more training for skill development is important. The affordable child care, $10, is huge for families, for businesses. Businesses are asking for this. The Canadian Chamber of Commerce is asking for this. We have signed agreements with all the provinces except three for child care, affordable child care. Obviously, summer jobs for students, youth. We change our criteria now to 30 and younger. You don't need to be a student. If you're a youth, you qualify. And there's three times the level of funding we gave last summer to area businesses. And broadband is the fourth one that we're looking at. Broadband support, internet is so crucial. So when we look at economic recovery, and that's why FedNor now becoming an independent agency by the people of Northern Ontario, for the people of Ontario, there'll be more criteria dedicated for Northern Ontario, for business support, for organizations, for municipalities. And obviously when we look at infrastructure, supporting municipalities, we need to make sure those jobs are green, that infrastructure is green. And that's part of our platform moving forward. And the last point, obviously, economic recovery, we've got to continue the work we started with Indigenous communities. Reconciliation is not just a word that you mentioned once in a while. Here's the steps we've already taken to support our Indigenous communities that will help also relaunch the economy. We're looking at economic development. When we look at the area, Atikamishing, Winnipete, Nipissing First Nations, they are very proactive communities. When we're looking at dollars, supporting them for economic development, for broadband, for housing, support and land claims. We've done more land claims than any other government. We've done 110 boiled water advisories. That's never been done. We have a plan to get the remaining 54 done. And we started and completed 80% of the Truth and Reconciliation recommendations. We are taking concrete steps, but we have to work with our First Nations, not impose the criteria. They are working with the federal government for the first time in 154 years. So we got to continue that work. So these are the steps that we need to make sure. And that's why I've been, over the last 6 years, being clear, I've listened, worked closely with area organizations to bring their projects to fruition, to close their projects, to get the funding they need. And I want to continue doing that because this is very honored to be the Member of Parliament for Nickel Belt. Looking for a third term, but essentially it's really trying to make sure that together we can make a difference. And how can I support you? How can I support your organization? How can I support the municipality to make sure that we have a better place to live here?